A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. This is the beginning of the genealogy of Jesus Christ according to the Gospel of Matthew. There are 14 generations there running from Abraham down to King David, a high point in the history. The next 14 generations continue on until the time of the exile, the Babylonian exile, quite a down point in the Jewish history. The third group of 14 generations then comes down to Joseph and Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus there are 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile, and 14 from the exile to Jesus Christ. Such is the word of God according to Matthew. In our country nowadays, it's quite fashionable for people to be doing their genealogies. The descendants of the European settlers in this country can go back 3, 4, and for some even 5 generations since the middle of the 1800s, when many of our forebears came to this country. Those who get into genealogies get quite hooked on it. And there is always the choice, once they have decided who their ancestors are, is which style of presentation they're going to use. This is always a source of great debate, research, discussion, and comparing of notes with other people. Now, it's the same thing with Matthew and Luke, because Matthew starts his genealogy with Abraham. And he has a few artificial constructs in that he fits the generations into 3 groups of 14. You can find many of the people mentioned back in the Book of Chronicles. But some of the ones who are mentioned there significantly, he's left out most conveniently, just so that his structure will work. Luke, on the other hand, he goes right back to Adam. And so he has many of the same people, but a few different ones as well. So this is sometimes confusing, but both of them are endeavoring to prove that Jesus was the Messiah. This proof of identity, it's very popular in New Zealand among our indigenous Maori people. Children from an early age are taught to introduce themselves with their whakapapa, that is, their lineage, what their family origins are, who are their parents, grandparents, right back, and what the links are with other families. This is very important in many respects. So too, although this genealogy of Matthew's becomes quite tedious to read, it is actually important too for its theological importance. Now, in the early church, I understand, the followers of Jesus celebrated the resurrection as the important thing. This was the proof that Jesus really was the Son of God. Then later on, Mark wrote his gospel, and his began with the declaration of Jesus as the Son of God right there at the time of the baptism. But with Matthew and Luke, they trace the origins of Jesus back through the genealogy, and it emphasizes that Jesus is the Messiah that had been looked for and hoped for so long. Jesus was the one on whom all their hopes had been placed. Jesus is the important one, and he is to be celebrated as being the significant Son of God right from his conception and birth onwards, not only after his death. This is an important concept, really, that Jesus Christ is truly the Messiah and is honored as such. Jesus is celebrated as the Son of God right from his conception and birth. This genealogy, it connects the Old Testament's story and Israel with the new story of Jesus Christ. It's not just the New Testament that is important. It seems to be easier for people of our era to read compared with the Old Testament, but the two are an integrated whole. And Jesus comes to us not only as the glory of Israel, but for the light for all peoples at all times and in all places. These are points that we honor as we hear that long, long genealogy read. The other thing about today, the 17th of December, is that in our office that religious read and many other people, we begin the O antiphons. These are the antiphons that praise the glory of Jesus as we await coming of the celebration of Christmas. First, today's antiphon is O Wisdom. Tomorrow, O Adonai. Then, O Flower of Jesse. Then, O Key of David. O Ruler. Until finally we come to O Manuel, Prince of Peace. So today's O antiphon is about the wisdom. The wisdom of our God Most High. Jesus is the personification of the wisdom of God, our leader, our guide into wisdom as we live here on this earth. So I'll conclude now with the prayer from the office of the 17th of December. It begins, O wisdom of our God Most High, guiding creation with power and love, come to teach us the path of truth and knowledge. We ask this in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Happy Advent, everyone. Thank you.